Prince and the Most Beautiful Girl in the World on Sunshine 106.8, Dublin's easy place to relax. Travel Talk is back for 2023 with Ed Finn, who caught up during the week with Paul Hackett of clickandgo.com to take a look at the summer and the year of travel ahead of us.
Travel Talk with Visit Spain. Discover the smile of the sun in the Canary Islands because you deserve Spain.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
And you're very welcome to Travel Talk, our first Travel Talk for 2023. And I'm delighted to be joined by Paul Hackett, the CEO of Click and Go and the president of the Irish Travel Agents Association. Paul, you're looking very healthy and rested. Did you have a nice holiday season?
Yeah, lovely Christmas and New Year.
Very brilliant.
Easy and relaxed and all ready to go now. January's here, so...
Wonderful. And I believe you had a lovely cruise.
Yeah, we were. I was away with my parents, my partner and friends of theirs. We cruised out of Lisbon for 10 nights down to the Canary Islands, which was just gorgeous. And then up to Gibraltar, Malaga and Cadiz and then back. We did that the first kind of 10 days of December. So came home and then lurried into Christmas.
Wonderful. Of course, cruises, Paul, have become huge, haven't they? I mean, I was looking recently at some, I saw there like Antarctica, the amount of people going there has increased by something like 70% over the last 10 years. Now, very sustainable, of course, but yeah. Amazing people looking for new things.
Like, it is quite extraordinary. You know, it's January 23 now, and 18 months ago, cruising had barely restarted after COVID. And it was a very slow start in 2021. But 2022, all cruise lines, ocean and river, back in the water, operating up to full capacity if they so wish to. No requirement for testing, other than obviously, depending on the destination that you're going to, if they have a specific requirement, well, then that's it. Asia is really the only destination that is still slow to recover in terms of cruise. But the Med, Caribbean, Northern Europe, up around the fjords, Iceland, some great Iceland excursions this year. But the volume of ships launched last year, there was something like 28 new ships launched. So that gives you a flavour for the level of investment from the cruise lines, the demand for this type of product across all age groups. Like, my parents are 86. So the traditional view would be it's perfect for them for a cruise. But there was every age group, you know, from 86 down to early 20s on that ship. It really, like, the cruise lines are very good at what they do now, and it's so non-age specific.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, in fairness, that myth was kind of blown out of the water. I mean,
oh, totally.
A good few years now, yeah. Hasn't it really? You see all ages, certainly, and they do cater for them all. What are the trends? Now, I know Spain has always been number one for Ireland. What are the trends and what are the exciting things happening now for this year?
So 23, I think, across the board is going to be, you know, open season for everybody. The one question is still, Asia is, you know, more open than what it had been, but it is still a little bit of a challenge. But apart from that, US trading very strong, Canada trading very strong, Caribbean, cruise all trading very strong. Long haul coming back, you know, most destinations very, very strong. So... Yeah, interesting.
I mean, I was looking there at certain destinations, and I was looking at listening to some podcasts recently, and there's a lot of interest again in, I suppose, Italy. I saw like Lake Garda, all those places there, and even down south in Italy. Croatia seems to be very strong again. Spain, of course. Portugal, huge again. You're pretty expert. I mean, some of your prices are incredible for some of those packages there. So, like, all those are strong again, aren't they?
Like, Spain is approximately 2 million visits per annum from Ireland. So there's 2 million return trips from Ireland to Spain, which is incredible when you think we have a population of 5 million.
That must explain Ryanair's massive profits this year as well. They have a lot of flights to Spain from
Ireland. Do a lot of really great stuff, Ryanair.
They do, I totally agree.
You know, in fairness to both airlines, they got back to business very quickly last year and delivered pretty good service right the way through. And there's new routes coming. Ryanair have announced countless new routes out of Belfast, out of Cork, out of Shannon. And Aer Lingus have offered new routes out of Dublin. So in terms of Italy, Aer Lingus and Ryanair are both on Brindisi. Both of them are offering COS. And in terms of Italy, Aer Lingus are now offering Albia, which is a different side of Sardinia. There's previously been flights into Alghero and Cagliari. albeit really spectacular coastline. So Sardinia is something different, something new. And I think you know, Spain will always account for the vast majority, because when we talk about Spain, we're not just talking about the country Spain. We're talking about the Canary Islands. And Lanzarote is the number one destination for Irish holidaymakers, because it's very much a year-round destination, very closely followed by the likes of Malaga and Mallorca. But Spain has the Costas right the way around its coastline, plus the Canary Islands, plus the Balearic Islands. So it has phenomenal choice. And Italy is incredibly well served by the availability of flights from Ryanair and from Aer Lingus to every point.
Paul Hackett chatting to Ed Finn of Travel Talk about the summer of 23. And what are his tips for deals and destinations this year? Stay with us for more Travel Talk before 11.
Travel Talk with Visit Spain. Discover the smile of the sun in the Canary Islands, because you deserve Spain.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
Alison Moyet, Invisible on Sunshine 106.8, Dublin's easy place to relax. Second part of Travel Talk this weekend, when Ed Finn caught up with Paul Hackett from clickandgo.com and, of course, president of the ITAA, chatting about some of the deals we can expect and some of the destinations we should be travelling to in 2023.
Travel Talk with Visit Spain. Discover the smile of the sun in the Canary Islands, because you deserve Spain.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
For people now that want some kind of, for you to tell them, right, where would be great for me to go? I've done that. Have you anything exciting that you're thinking, like, I'd love to do that yourself for next year?
Gosh, do you know, like, we were only looking at this at Christmas and thinking, how come we've nothing booked yet? You know, and we haven't, because it's just been so busy in terms of, you know, the cruise before Christmas, enjoying the time off and now getting going. But yeah, there's places I want to go. Like, I haven't been to Croatia in quite some time. There's a huge amount of flight frequency into the Greek islands that we haven't seen before. Turkey, constantly new routes. Sun Express are flying into Antalya. Turkish Airlines were doing it last year. So there's so much choice, you know, and that doesn't even include the likes of Portugal and the Algarve, which is just phenomenally popular with the Irish consumer year round. And then, like, not only the Algarve through Faro, but also Lisbon, Porto, and the stunning island of Madeira. So, you know, I think for consumers, when they're looking next year, have a think about, you know, how much do you want to spend? Where is the value for money going to be for my holiday? What sort of flight duration? We're getting more people saying, I want a shorter flight, I want a shorter transfer. And there's still money out there, Ed, despite the cost of living increase that we're all hearing about. Consumers are still buying the quality holidays that they were buying previously. So I think people are being clever. I think what we're likely to see next year is possibly for families a move towards all-inclusive. And all-inclusive holidays mean all your meals, all your drinks, all your entertainments are included. So breakfast, lunch and dinner and snacks during the day are included. And then alcoholic drinks for the parents, non-alcoholic drinks for the kids are included.
You did a fabulous package that I did. I flew to Southampton. I sailed across the Atlantic on Cunard. Queen Mary 2?
Yeah.
And I had 3 nights in New York, and I flew home with Aer Lingus. It was the Neo. It was a beautiful aircraft. And I think it was £1,300 or something. That was just phenomenal stuff.
The value is always there. Like, we had incredible sales months pre-Christmas for cruise holidays. And, you know, coming back to cruise, that is another really great value option for couples or for families. Like, different cruise lines offer different options for the kids. You know, cruises from €99 for kids when sharing. Others charge more, but the parent price is lower. So in real terms, you know, looking at a cruise holiday for a family and comparing that to an all-inclusive land holiday is a really great option to look at in terms of what they actually experience. Because the experience on a ship is just so much better than what you're likely to get in an equivalent hotel, just in terms of the facilities on board, the food options, the quality of the entertainment. And we always forget the quality of service on a ship, because the level of service on a ship is just phenomenal. Like, there are always great deals because the cruise lines will always say to you, their most expensive cabin is an empty cabin. So they want to operate on reasonably full capacity. And when they look at the Irish market, they see a market that is reasonably small. So they can afford to put deals into the Irish market without flooding capacity or doing anything drastic with their overall revenue strategy. But I think, you know, again, looking at trends, last year was very much a late booking year because of some of the uncertainty. And consumers were like, if we think this time last year, we still had the requirement for antigen testing to return to Ireland. That was not dropped until the 4th of January last year. Like, it's incredible. Yeah. COVID restrictions in full were in place until the 20th of January, 2022. They were only dropped that very last week in January. So consumers were quite mindful of holiday plans potentially changing and consequently booked a lot later. And as we went through the season, more capacity came back in because the hotels in the destinations were also closed down. So they were coming back on board and back online. Now that's totally different. Now everything is open and has traded and has had a pretty successful 2022. So I think the trend for next year really needs to be to get the message to consumers to book early, because the flight capacity will, like, those lower fares will sell out. The airlines are working on a higher cost base. You know, increased fuel costs is going to impact 2023. Impact costs for the airlines with their staff, for the hotels with their staff, are going to impact costs for 2023. So prices will rise as we go through the year. And consumers need to look at, you know, not only Click and Go, but other travel companies who have great offers out there for low deposits and payment plans, allowing you to budget the cost of the holiday over 5, 6, 7 months, and look at all the different options, because your travel agent, no matter where you live, really should be able to find you the best deal for what you're looking for. You know, save yourself the bother of doing the searching on the flight websites, the airline websites, then going to the accommodation websites, then doing the transfers, and you're doing multiple bookings and you've no consumer protection. Like, hand over, like, your holidays are really important to you. You want them protected. You want the consumer protection. You want the advice. You want just one person to call if something has to be changed or something goes wrong. And that's what you have with a travel agent. Great advice, great service, and great value, because it's their job to find you a deal. And if they can't find you a deal, they're not going to get the booking.
I could talk to you all day. Great to see you, right? Very busy season ahead.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks a million. That's Paul Hackett there, the CEO of Click and Go and president of the Irish Travel Agents Association.
Thanks, Ed.
Travel Talk with Visit Spain. Discover the smile of the sun in the Canary Islands, because you deserve Spain.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.